Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Good morning.
Good morning.
I didn't know if you wanted me to call you right now or if you want me to give you a few more minutes.
No, this is perfect.
Okay. Awesome.
Yep.
I'm sending you right now another email. This one's just going to give you the overview of the analytics, the reporting system of how it will look. So it'll say client dashboard analytics. It'll be coming from me as well. And then what I'm going to start doing, you have my number. I'm going to text it to you too, just so that you always have it for your records. And then I'm going to also text you the number to customer service, which I highly suggest that you save that number in your contacts under local splash. So that way you never lose that number. So let me get these two messages text over to you. You're heading out, right? I think you mentioned you were heading out of town today.
Yeah, here in about half an hour, they'll be coming. I'm helping my brother-in-law. So, yeah, he'll be here in about a half hour. So.
Okay, I'll get you done with this really quick. It'll probably take like 10 or 15 minutes. But I had a question. So your client interview, when do you get back?
Well, I'm back every evening. So yeah, and it's okay. I mean, I can step off from what I'm doing.
You could?
Yeah, I didn't know if I was going to have signal out there, and I've serviced this address with him before, so I know I have signal, so we're good.
Okay, perfect. Okay, awesome. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to make sure, but I want to at least get this set up, and then we'll schedule your client interview for a convenient time for you. Okay, Cameron, your last name, is it Hawthorne, the H-A-W-T-H-O-R-N-E? That's what I saw in the email.
Correct, yeah. Yep,
okay. And then the best number, this is the number also listed on the Google Business Profile, 307-578-7978, correct?
Yes. And, well, I just don't want to forget to ask you, do you offer through your Google listing any kind of like 800 number tracking or anything like that?
We do offer a tracking number. It's included.
Okay. Yeah. We can talk about that later, but.
Beautiful. So if you want me to, if you want me to have them put the tracking number, we can definitely have them do it. I honestly I think it's a good idea to have it only because it helps with, you know, spam calls. Most definitely.
Yeah. Okay.
Business name. It currently shows as YO Junk, and then it shows as Junk Removal and Property Restoration Specialist. Is that how you want it to look the way it is right now currently on the Google Business Profile?
If that is going to help, whatever is going to help with search results for our local, you know, I did it. Yeah, so I did it like that just because that's kind of our key, but something I've been running into is I don't want to be confused with, like, flood and water damage restoration specialist.
Exactly. So. And typically, like, the junk removal and the property restoration specialist, that's, like, usually in your keywords or search terms, right? I'm going to mention it to the technician so that way they can give you a better answer on that because, honestly, if it were up to me, I would say you don't necessarily need that, but they might have a different answer because they're the experts.
Okay,
you know
cool.
what I mean?
Okay.
And I noticed that the YO junk on there is one word. That's how it should be?
That's how I had initially set it up, yes.
Okay.
But
I just want to make sure because we want to make sure that everything is consistent, right? I'm going to look at the website real quick. Yeah, because just so you know – yeah, it kind of looks like that's how it is on your website, too.
Well, that's how I had set it up. It's on my Facebook. It won't let me connect the word. I wanted it connected. Just, you know what I mean, to be YO junk, you know, and possibly even hyphenated. But there's so many stupid nuances with each one of these things that you work with. One let you use this, one let you use
one
that.
One lets you, the other one doesn't. Yeah. Okay, just as long as I just want to make sure that that's the way it is. I'm going to also notate in the notes to the technician, what is their suggestion to help you, you know, improve the search results by having the name listed like this or just as the YO junk? And if, you know, at that point, you know, you don't mm-hmm. have to have the LLC. That's up to you. But I'm going to notate it because I want them to discuss that with you. Okay?
Okay, perfect. Perfect.
Do you remember where you PIN verified the business? Just so that way we have it on always on record. It's not that address will never show on Google. We just like to always have things in place if in case there was a PIN verification that needed to be redone, right?
I pinned it to our physical address, our personal address.
Okay. What address was that?
Yeah.
Just so that we have
it. Oh, sorry. It's the 2308 Central Avenue.
And that comes up as Cody 82414 is the suggestion it's giving me.
It does. And our townhouses are like, ours is number B or apartment B or unit B. I don't know how, each one's different.
Okay.
USPS is. Just make sure you put that in.
Just make sure that the number B is there. Okay.
Yes.
I'll put it as unit B.
Okay. Thank you.
No worries. Okay, Cameron, for the billing, the card that you're using, is it in your name, the business name? Does it have both?
It has both.
Okay. How does your name read on there?
So the top portion just says YO Junk LLC, YO Junk being one word.
Uh-huh.
And then right below it is Cameron Hawthorne Jr.
Okay.
J-R on the end.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is it the same billing address as well as your home address?
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
And then what's the card number whenever you're ready?
It is 4834 8209-5748-5936.
Expiration month and year?
9/27.
And the CVV code on the back?
703.
I'm going to
put my message about the...
No, you're fine. I'm going to... that's what I was going to ask you. Are we going with the month to month or are we going with the 3 month?
3 month, please.
Okay. All right. So it's going to be the $700 charge. Now, before I even charge your payment, I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording. It's for your protection. It's going to outline our service agreement. It's going to go over the billing date, that it's a 3 month prepaid. And then it also will state, like, if you need to cancel, we ask that you at least call us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. And there's no cancellation fee, okay? And I'll explain how the whole breakdown of it is for the 3 month and when to call if you're going to need to cancel it, okay? Now, when I'm walking you through it, Cameron, if there's something that you do not understand, I want you to stop me and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So that way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I'd like to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Sound good?
Yep.
Okay. Now, what I'm also going to do here is I'm going to put a security question. Now, your security question could be either the choice of your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
And what city was that?
It's Juneau, Alaska. J-U-N-E-A-U.
J-U-N-E-A-U. Okay. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Out there, huh?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Alaska. Yeah, born and raised
no
in
No way.
So.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's so pretty out there, too.
Yeah, my wife wants me to take it. I'm afraid to take her up there because I feel like she'll want to move back up there.
She'll
it's
be like,
tough,
yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
I was say,
yeah.
But it's so pretty. Okay,
yeah.
So I'm going to turn on the recording, Cameron, okay? And it's going to read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
YO Junk LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Cameron Hawthorne, owner slash operator.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, Cameron, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes we know you're in the middle of something. You can't just drop what you're doing and pick up the phone. Excuse me. All we're asking is that you at least, you know, respond within 24 business hours. Now, I also want you to be aware that you might have other companies calling you that are trying to sell you other type of online products. They are not associated with us. We're never going to call you to ask you to spend more money, okay? If you're ever unsure if it's us calling you or not, always please ask, what is my security question? And if they hang up on you, you know it wasn't us calling, okay?
Oh, cool. Yeah, that makes sense.
All right. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Is this what you and I were talking about in regards to, like, having multiple services that were...
Yeah, this is like, for example, right? Let's say you called and said, hey, I'm going to have so-and-so run my Facebook ads. We would tell you, wait, we're already running your Facebook ads. Okay.
Okay. Yes,
that's what I mean. Like if you're like, if you said, listen, I'm going to go with Thumbtack. We would say, yeah, that's cool because it's not going, they're not going to interfere with what we're doing, right? We don't want you working with multiple companies doing what we're doing because not only is that going to cost you more money, but it's going to hurt you more instead of help you. So it's kind of like what we were talking about yesterday. Okay?
Cool. Yeah. No, 100%. I actually canceled that yesterday last night. So.
Yeah. All we're just saying is this, just give us a heads up so that way we can make sure that it's not a service that we're already including because, again, we don't want you investing more money if you don't need to, okay?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Now, your initial investment, your term for the initial investment is actually going to be charged today's date, which is the 17th of April, 2024, and that's going to be in the amount of $700. This is a prepaid 3 months. So what that means is that this is going to carry you to July 17th, 2024, okay? Now, come July 17th, 2024, what's going to happen is if you haven't told us prior to that, I want to cancel it. I don't want it renewed on the 17th. Or if you haven't told us, like, I want to do another 3 months, what's going to happen is on the 17th of July, it's going to automatically go back to the monthly, and it's going to charge $2.99 a month, okay? So basically, your billing date is going to be on the 17th of July. Now, I would suggest that if you need to cancel it, okay, you don't want to renew it, or if you decide, listen, I'm going to go another 3 months, or maybe I want to do a longer duration, or I just want to go month to month. Either way, at least give us a call 3 business days before that next billing is due. I'm going to set it on my calendar as a courtesy to kind of send you a reminder like, hey, Cameron, don't forget that on this date, it's going to renew to $2.99 if you don't call to renew it another 3 months or if you don't call to cancel it. Because we don't want you getting charged if you choose to cancel. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, and quick question. Are the discounts, let's say I love it, and I'm like, instead of a 3 month, I'd like to do a 12 month. You know what I mean? Are those options presented to me?
Yes. You can still absolutely. Awesome. Yeah, you can still do the 2,500. So like, even if when, like let's say I messaged you, right? And I'm like, hey Cameron, don't forget that it's going to be coming up. You could say, Nadine, I'm going to want to do the year. So as long as you let me know, so that way I can make sure that you get it at that rate, at the $2,500 for the year. Okay?
Cool.
So, yeah, okay. Just let me know, and then this way I can make sure that they implement that. Okay? Now,
yeah.
Also, if you choose to pause or cancel the account, we're going to ask, like I said, that you call the customer service department at least 3 business days before that billing is due on the 17th of July. So this way you don't incur that charge. So that's the 877 number that I texted you. Okay. Make sure please to save that in your contacts.
Okay.
Okay. Because I don't want you to lose it. I know sometimes we get like busy, right? Now, do you understand and agree, Cameron, to these cancellation and renewal terms and conditions?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and then I'm going to be updating the package. You're going to get your receipt sent to you in a few minutes. Now, your client interview. The client interview is very important because we're going to block out an hour. This is when you're going to speak with the technician. They're going to talk to you about your keywords. They're going to talk to you about the Facebook ads. This is where the magic is going to happen. We typically block out an hour, but it takes about 30 or 40 minutes. Could take a little bit longer depending, you know, on how many questions or details you have. But I want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. Are you going to prefer that we do it later today? Do you prefer like tomorrow? Because remember, our hours are going to be 7 to 4. So the earliest appointment would be an 8 o'clock appointment in the morning. The latest would be a 3 o'clock appointment, which is 4 your time. So between 8, the earliest for you, the latest would be 4 o'clock.
Let's do the earliest.
You're like, the earlier the better. Okay.
So yeah, let's do it first thing in the morning. I just want to get this going like ASAP. So.
Yeah, me and you both. Okay, so let me do this. I'm going to be sending you a calendar invite, and it's just letting you know. So tomorrow at 8 o'clock your time works for you then?
Yep.
Perfect. So I'm going to send you the calendar invite on that. I probably only need like 5 more minutes, and then we'll be done.
Cool.
So do this. I just like to make sure that I got everything in place so we're not, you know.
Yeah.
Let me see here. I know yesterday was kind of crazy when I got home. I'm like, oh, my gosh, because my husband's doing dialysis at home now. And it was like, oh, my gosh, they brought all this stuff. You might have gotten – do you have, like, a security thing on your card?
Yeah, it says fraud alert, verify.
Yeah, so you might want to verify that with them. I'm not going to run the card yet.
F is fraud. F is valid. Hold on 1 second here.
Yeah, take your time.
B is valid. Give me 1 sec. It says, thank you for confirming this activity. You may continue to use your card. So,
okay. I'm not going to charge it. I'm going to wait towards the end before I charge it. In the meantime, I'm going to start doing notes and getting all this set up for your client interview because I'd like to give it a little bit of time before we try to charge it again. I know I forgot I had that on my card one time and I was trying to charge something and they're like, it's saying fraud. And I'm like, what? And I'm like on the phone with my husband. Did you do something with the card? And I was like freaking out. And then it dawned on me. I get the text and I'm like, oh, what? I'm such an idiot. I'm all never mind.
Well,
so after you chewed me out.
Yeah. There's just so many different.
You have to.
Yeah.
I have a federal credit union bank, so they're really good on it. Yeah, my husband's had a Chase credit card, and we were eating, and he got this notification. Did you make this charge? And it was for like 5,000 something. And I'm like, what the heck? And someone was trying, they had his number somehow. They were trying to actually charge, they were trying to purchase a bunch of Apple products.
So
they got on, he put, no, I'm not authorizing this charge. And right away the bank got on the phone with them. They're like, okay, we just want to make sure Mr. Medina. So they had to shut down everything, send him a new car. It was a mess. I'm like, but thank goodness that they caught it. You know,
we went and got fuel And the, it was a gas station through one of the pastures out that we don't normally, I've never used it before, but we're just passing through, use it. The bank calls me like an hour later and says, are you authorizing these charges on your card? And I'm like, what do you mean? And so they start going over it, and it was four or five charges on the card.
No way.
I said, whoa, I got gas. I said, all I did was got gas. And she asked where the gas station was and all that. So to come to find out, they had that the gas pump had a scanner on it, like a, I don't know how they did it, but we weren't even paying attention. I didn't look to see if it looked weird or whatever, you know what I mean?
And that's exactly what happened to us. So my husband he swiped it at the gas station, and that's what they do. They have readers, and they go by, and that's why I go inside to pay for the gas. Don't ever, not even if it's a gas station that you're familiar with, you know? Okay, your hours of operation that I currently see, Monday through Friday is 8 to 6, 8 to 3 on Saturday, Sunday closed. Is that your hours? That's what I see on your Google Business profile.
Let's fix that. Can we just put in the notes to get that updated? Because the dump here changed their hours, and they close at 4, so it's kind of pointless for me to be open till 6.
Yeah, no kidding. So Monday through Friday, what time do you want it to be?
8 to 4.
8 to 4. And then Saturday?
Same thing.
Okay, 8 to 4. And then Sunday closed. Mm-hmm. Day of rest. Okay. What are the forms of payment that you typically take?
All of them.
All of them?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm just going
to... Everything, all of them.
We're going to do cash. Do you do check or no? I don't even think anyone does checks anymore.
It's crazy. That's the majority of how we get paid here.
No way.
Yeah, most pay in check. It's crazy.
That's crazy. What about Zelle? Do you ever do Zelle?
No. The folks here wouldn't know what the hell that is.
But you do credit debit, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, any of those?
We do Venmo.
Okay, perfect. And then, now when we're talking about your targeted areas, as you know, the Facebook ads are going to reach as far as 50 miles. So how do you want us to run them when it comes to, like, your areas?
Cody and Powell.
Cody and Powell? Okay.
Yeah, just we'll focus on those two. They're the biggest population centers anyways, and they're within reach. So.
Okay. Now, when we're communicating with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text?
Phone and text. You can, but just put in the notes there that you can email if worst case, you know what I mean?
Can email as last resort.
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. And then I got the website. I got all of that. Okay, licensed and insured. It's not a requirement. I just ask out of habit.
Yes.
Okay. And then under your services, I want to just kind of give them a general idea. They're going to go more in detail. So what did you want me to list on there? I mean, the obvious is junk removal, right? But what else would you like me to list?
Yeah. Let's do, give me one sec here.
Yeah. No worries.
So residential and commercial junk removal.
Uh-huh.
Property cleanup and property cleanup. We can put it at that. I'm going to try. Yeah. I think I'm going to get rid of the restoration.
Okay.
Light demolition and cleanup.
Okay.
Brush and yard waste cleanup.
Brush and yard waste cleanup, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Estate, garage, storage unit, shop, clean out.
Estate, garage, storage, shed, and yard. And what was the other one?
And shop,
clean up.
Just kind of trying to cover all of it, yeah.
Yeah.
And then lastly, construction site clean up.
I was just going to ask you about that one, construction site cleanup. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Awesome. Okay, now let me see what's left on here. So I got that. Got that. Okay, tracking number. You have the option, we can put a tracking number and it'll be linked to your phone. And it comes with an app that you download from the app store. This is going to allow you to track your calls, your messages. You could even block calls if you needed to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want them to put the tracking number on there?
Yeah. What is it extra? How much is it extra?
It doesn't cost anything. It's included.
I definitely want it.
Okay. Awesome. So yeah, so they're not going to see your physical phone number anymore. They're going to see that tracking number, and then when they call it, it's still going to ring to your phone. If at any time you decide, you know what, I don't want the tracking number anymore, just let us know and we'll remove it, okay? But it's not costing you anything for the tracking number, all right?
Cool.
So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to try to run the card again, and then you should be getting your receipt shortly. So tomorrow, just remember that we're going to call you, we say 8 to 9 o'clock your time, right? But we're going to call you from an 877 number. I'm going to make sure that I'm available so that I can do the phone call and introduce you with the technician. Now, they're going to call you. I'm going to put in the notes that they can call you closest to 8 o'clock your time so that way we can, you know, get you through everything quickly, okay? So, starting, let's go here. Now, there's going to be two emails, and we also sent it to you in a text message. One is going to say action photos needed. The other one's going to say initial invoice, and they'll both be coming shortly if you don't already have them in your inbox.
You got the one that said invoice, and it said...
Perfect. Do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms? On the initial invoice, you'll click on that, but what it's going to do is when you click on it, it's going to take you to a page that says local / terms of experience. Let me know when you're there.
So I've gotten 3 text messages that just say local / welcome. Well, it says here are your credentials for your client dashboard, yada, 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 yada. You can log into your account. And the next one is, let's get your business at the top of Google today. Contact me. Then it's the next one is thank you for choosing Local Splash. You sent a copy of your invoice to me.
Correct.
Oh, right here. There it is.
Yes. So you're going to click on that, and it's just going to take you to our page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. On that, I need you to find where it says mobile phone. And I want to make sure that it's your phone number that's listed in that box. So just confirm that it's your phone number there.
Yep, that's my phone. I agree to receive SMS messages.
Yep.
My phone number.
You're going to click on I certify. Correct.
Okay, perfect.
Now on the bottom, Cameron, where it's asking you to sign, when you're signing your name in that box, you're just going to type in Cameron space Hawthorne space JR no period, and then you'll click on confirm signature. Now, once you do that, okay, it's going to take you to a page that will ask you to enter a username and a password, so let me know once you're there.
I'm there.
Perfect. This is where you would go in to track your results with us, okay? So I believe in one of those text messages, you got your username and password, right? So chances are that username and password, it's not going to work yet because they got to create that customized tracking and reporting system. Give it about 5 to 7 days, okay? If it's not letting you in within that time, then let us know so that way they can take a look at it. Because I believe they send you the username and password ahead of time, but they're still having to create that customized tracking and reporting system. I suggest save this as your favorites, okay?
Cool. Yeah, I actually just did.
Oh, good. You're one step ahead of me. Okay. Now, there's also another one, and this is something that we just always like to always be one step ahead of the game, okay? So we sent you also another one that says, to verify your business, right, action photos needed. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, you're already verified on Google. However, let's say we did have to make a change, okay? Google might want to send you a new PIN code. If that was the case, they might say, hey, you need to verify them again. We want to make sure we already have this stuff in place. So we just require a list of items that we want pictures of. Now, whatever items on that list that you don't have, don't worry about it. Send us the ones that you can. So, for example, it's going to ask you, send us a picture of your work tools and or work equipment, your work truck or your work van with the license plate showing, right? Send us a picture of your business license, your business insurance, your business registration, business cards that you hand out. Send us a photo of that. So, again, there's a link there that you'll click, a hyperlink, and you can upload them there or you can email them to us. But send us the ones that you can, and the ones that you don't have, don't worry about it. As soon as you can do that, you know, it doesn't have to be today, but when you can, if you can send those, that would be great. Okay?
Cool.
So, starting from tomorrow, your timeline is ticking, okay? So, I'm also notating in the notes that you have a certain way that you want those ads ran. I did confirm also, so as I asked him, I said, hey, if he's allocating more money to the Facebook, can he run up to 3 campaigns at once? And he said, yes, we could. So that's going to be a conversation later. You know, we'll have to revisit. They'll revisit that with you. Okay, if you're going to want to run these 3 campaigns, this is what it's going to take to invest. Okay? And again, you always have options. So from tomorrow, we're going to get moving here. So within 5 to 7 days, your login credentials should already be working so that way you can start tracking your results. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are live. Those will be visible. What we always state in the terms and conditions is that the first page placement on Google, our timeline is always going to be 30 to 45 days. That's always going to be our promise. I have seen many times, Cameron, where it's happened sooner, okay? And possibly for you it can be because you already have the verifications. That's already been done. But we'll still give you the 30 to 45 day timeline, okay? We're going to keep you in the loop as steps are being completed. Anytime you need changes or updates on the Facebook ads or any of your content, always reach out to customer service, okay? We're here to assist you with everything, all right? So tomorrow we'll be calling you, and I'm going to send you a reminder an hour before your interview just to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour, okay? Any other questions for me?
Nope, that's everything.
I am so excited for you. Congratulations and welcome to our local Splash family. I'm so glad we were able to talk, and I'm super excited for you. I hope you have a safe trip driving, too. Be safe.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay.
And we will
thank
talk
you so
tomorrow.
Much.
You are so welcome.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
All right. Have a blessed day.
Yeah, have a good day.
Bye-bye.